BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Powered 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's Nilla Larry in the Morning Madhouse clocking in for you. Today is hump day. That's right, we're getting you over the hump today. Still dealing with rain, wet streets. It's cold outside, 46 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 51. We're going to deal with rain most of the morning. And then this afternoon, the rain is supposed to clear out, make way for some sunshine. Sunshine tomorrow, and then back to the rain on Friday and Saturday. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, though?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Good. How you feeling this morning?
Feeling good. Ready to do it.
All right.
Yeah.
Get over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Also in the Madhouse with us this morning, y'all say what's up to the community. Bye-bye.
I say good morning.
Everybody in Monroe.
Good morning.
All the way back to the
good morning.
Concord.
Good morning.
Charlotte, America. What it do?
Good morning.
What up, Bert?
What's happening?
How you feeling in the morning?
I'm good, man. How y'all doing?
Good, man. Had a good night last night. What you do?
Last night, I did nothing.
All right. Jessica, what you do? All right.
What did I do last night?
I slept.
I went out and checked out the Charlotte Hornets last night, man. They did their thing last night. But that boy, I don't know who told Devontae Graham that he was an NBA 2K PS4 Xbox player, but that's what he playing like this season. He leads the league in three-pointers, and he's on pace to break one of the three-point records and definitely set the record for a Hornets player. For three-pointers made by a Hornets player in one season.
Yeah, he's showing off.
Yeah, he out there. Boy, listen. He crossed dude over last night, stepped back and shot a three in his mouth. I said, oh, woo! Took the Thomas Davis Defender Dreams kids out to the game on last night. So it was pretty dope. And the Hornets got the victory, Bert.
Yeah, I know.
It's one more, baby. That's one more.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just letting you know, we inching on up, baby. We inching on up to the goal, to the goal of glory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and speaking of the Charlotte Hornets, man, if you don't get a chance to go to the game, at least watch the game on TV, because they're actually out there playing some good basketball, and I think our Hornets going to make the playoffs this season. You know I am a Hornet fan.
You think so?
I am a Hornet fan. Yeah, I think so. You don't think so?
I don't know.
Okay.
The playoffs, they in the East, so they got a chance.
Here you go. I'm going to bring your hate on. Gonna bring your head on. I also, you know, we got the hip hop holiday song of the morning. So y'all make sure y'all listen out for that. We're gonna tell you what that song is today, right around 6:05. We're gonna let you know what that is. And of course, you know, right around 6:05, we drop our Madhouse question of the day. So let's go on and get it started with the inspiration power word of the morning, Pastor RJ Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning, I'm Pastor RJ Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration.
Here on Power 98.
Yeah, you know who the plug is. It's us, No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. High today is going to be right near 51, 45 degrees on your way out the house with rain, wet streets. Be careful out there this morning on your drive in. Coming up, we got your Madhouse question of the day, and we're going to tell you what the hip-hop holiday song is. When they hear the hip-hop holiday song, what they got to do, Ms. Jess?
You got to give us a call, 570-WPEG, and then you will get a gift underneath our Power 98 Christmas tree.
Well, I've been over there shaking that gift today. Mm-hmm. All I know, it's a big one. Mm-hmm. It's in a big box. It make a lot of noise. And, boy, if you win this one today, you gonna love it. That's all I'm going to say. I'm about to go shake it some more up under the tree. Our tree look like it needs some water or something on it. Burp, don't the tree look like it needs some water or something on it?
Yeah, them leaves look a little dry.
Yeah. Messing around causing fire in him.
Is the top leaning?
Wale, Jeremiah, we on till. Hip Hop Holiday Song, going to tell you what that is up next. And your Madhouse question of the day. Charlotte's plug is Pot 98. No Limit Larry, the boy, the madhouse, Charlotte's Bluff. New hip hop and R&B, man. Wale, Jeremiah on chill, 6:04, 4 minutes after 6 o'clock. And of course, you want to know what that hip hop holiday song of the morning is. Listen, what they do, Miss Jessica, when they hear the song?
You give us a call, 570 WPEG, and then you get a gift underneath our Power 98 Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it's the holiday season. So the song you need to listen out for this morning is Snoop Dogg. Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto. It's one of my favorite holiday songs. Sound like this. It sound like this. Yeah, you gotta hear the whole song. You gotta hear it. Hear it in its entirety. Yeah, man. Hip hop holiday song today. Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto. Snoop Dogg and Guppy.
It's 12:30 a.m. Christmas Eve. I'm out with the guys.
All right. When you hear that in its entirety, be calling number 9. And boy, listen, I'm about to go over here and shake it again because I think it's a big one today. I think you're going to love it. I don't know what's in the box, but it's a pretty big box. That's all I'm going to say. All right. So listen out for that. And then when we play the song in its entirety, be calling number 9. And you got whatever gift is under the tree for you. All right. In the meantime, let's talk about it. Your madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about.
And the madhouse question of the day is being brought to you by Bojangles. Go to power98fm.com for your chance to win a $100 gift card courtesy of Bojangles. And they're celebrating the Panthers' 25th season with the special edition Bo Boxes.
Guess what's back, y'all?
Guess who's Bazak?
The Steve Harvey talk show.
Oh, where you going?
Yeah, you know, it did get canceled. It went away. But it is back, but not on television. It's in the digital form. It's going to join the likes of, like, Jada Pinkett in her Red Table Talk. It's going to be on Facebook Watch. Mm. It's going to make its premiere on January 6th. So you'll be able to catch Steve Harvey in his talk show on Facebook Watch on January 6th. So our question of the day is, if you could bring back any TV talk show, which TV talk show would it be? Talking about like Sally Jesse Raphael.
You went back.
Donahue.
You went back.
Oprah.
You went back.
Geraldo.
You went back.
Jenny Jones.
Magic Johnson Show, easily.
Magic Johnson Show.
I don't even remember them. Montel Williams.
That's the one I was going to say.
I like Montel.
I like Montel. Montel was smooth, but Montel was smooth. And a black man on TV.
I ain't like Montel at all.
Of course you did, because you a black man. Hater.
So you would bring Montel Williams back?
Montel Williams back. That's the show I used to watch. I used to watch that. I used to watch Ricky Lane and, of course, Jerry Springer. But, you know, Springer still come on.
Springer still comes on, but it's not.
Springer got a court show now.
It's not the same.
Yeah, but I would bring back Montel. I want to see another black man. Or Arsenio Hall, late night television.
They tried that.
Yeah, but you know, I'm talking about I would bring it back in the form
original form.
Yeah.
Which one would you bring back?
Magic Johnson.
I don't remember Magic Johnson.
Bro, shut up, bro.
Magic Johnson definitely had a talk show. It was late night.
It was like 3 episodes.
No.
It was literally like three episodes.
No, it was like 2 seasons.
Boy, stop.
I'm serious.
Boy, stop.
Hold on. We about to find out.
Go ahead and find out.
I'm going Ricky. Okay. It's sort of a tie. I know I'm going Ricky Lake.
Okay, 1 season.
I wanted to go Oprah. I wanted to go Oprah, but towards the end of Oprah, it became a little bit too much.
A little trash.
But I'm going Oprah with like Ricky that. Lake. I'm going with
is
Ricky
that
Lake.
What you're going with?
Ricky Lake all day.
Was Ricky Lake the first one that had people fighting?
They weren't really fighting on Ricky Lake.
No, they used to fight on Ricky Lake.
They definitely fought on Ricky Lake. Ricky Lake, I think, might have been the first to sort of introduce a little bit of ratchetry to daytime television talk show.
But when Ricky lost weight, the show became different.
No, I don't think so.
You know what I mean?
I agree with that.
When it was heavy, Ricky, she was a little
when
different.
When Ricky got sexy.
Yeah, when she got sexy.
I mean, not that she wasn't sexy before.
Yeah, she was a little different.
But when Ricky started feeling herself.
When she had that surgery.
I'm going Ricky Lake all day. What you got? What daytime television talk show would you bring back? Head on over to our Instagram pages, @HeyMissJessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Pick up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
The Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folk got to hit his shit. No cap.
6:20 here in the Queen City. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News, quickie. Papa of Salt and Pepper wants her daughter to play her in the upcoming biopic, but it looks like that won't be happening. Peppa says Egypt wanted the role, and Peppa was even prepping her to play her in the biopic, but casting directors went in a different direction and cast someone else. Now, Egypt will still have a part in the movie. It's just going to be a different role. This biopic is going to be directed by Mario Van Peebles.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah.
How you going to tell me who's going to play me in my movie about me?
Because
I'm making it.
Yeah.
You can't make no movie about
you
me.
You ain't the casting director?
It don't matter.
I mean, you...
It's a movie about me, though.
You can't make... You would be able to say that and cut the whole movie. So it's more so of a, do you want the movie to be made or do you want your daughter to play
it? I can make my movie myself. It's about me.
Yeah. Well...
No, I don't work like that.
Yeah, yes, I do.
No, I don't.
Yes, I do.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, so are y'all interested in seeing this biopic?
I am.
Yes.
I am.
Yeah.
I definitely want to see it. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie.
Here's music from Leighton Green. Leave Him Alone here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
Another Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. You know how it goes inside the Madhouse. Got the Madhouse question of the day, hashtag MHQOTD, which is what today, Ms. Jessica?
We want to know, what television talk show would you bring back? The conversation is coming from the fact that Steve Harvey, his television show got canceled, his talk show got canceled, but it is making a comeback in the form of digital. It's going to be on Facebook Watch, sort of like Red Table Talk is on Facebook Watch. Well, now you can catch Steve Harvey's talk show on Facebook Watch. So we want to know, what television talk show would you bring back?
I said Montel Williams.
Montel Williams.
Bring the black man or Montel and Arsenio all together. I bring
together?
Back both of them. Not together, but I bring both of them back.
Bring back the Magic Hour, baby. Magic Johnson show.
I remember him having a show, but I don't remember what he talked about.
It was a late night talk show.
Yeah, it was late night.
He won't talk about nothing.
Yeah. I don't even remember that.
Welcome to the Magic Hour. My guest is Zay.
Shut up.
That's how Magic talk.
I know.
I don't even remember that show at all. I said, well, Larry, if you're picking two, then I'm pick two. I'm going with Ricky Lake and Oprah.
We picking two?
That's Larry picked two.
Oh, I'm bringing back Jerry Springer all day. Ring the bell. Let's fight.
But Jerry's still on TV.
Yeah, Jerry's still on TV.
It's his core show, though.
No, his regular talk show is still on TV. Not only is Jerry Springer still on television, but Steve has his own talk show now, too.
Yeah, I know Steve.
His old former security bodyguard, whatever he was.
I'm talking about the old Jerry Springer. That's the one I want to bring back.
Yeah.
I know he got the talk show now. It's kind of the same, but I'm talking about like the 90s.
No.
But the one that he does now, you can tell 100% that it's staged.
Oh, yeah.
It's so easy. Fake.
Two of my homeboys actually went on Jerry Springer.
Staged.
Really?
Yeah. They went on there about a girl. It was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an episode.
They went on there.
It's an episode that came
somebody,
out.
Do you also know Burpee, someone that went on a television talk show?
Oh, yeah. B-Dot was on Maury Povich.
Doing what?
He was the guy. He was the nerd in school that turned into. He was the.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I gotta find the clip. I'm gonna tell him to send the clip to.
I know two sisters. There were two girls. Actually, I know a couple people. So there were two girls that I went to high school with. Their sisters, and according to them, everybody thought that they looked alike. Nobody thought that they looked. So they went to do a makeover so that they wouldn't look alike.
Okay.
They were on Maury. And then I also, you know how Maury also has the bad kids that they do the intervention with? There was another girl that I went to high school with, and she was like a gang member, and they brought her on there to do an intervention.
Now that's what's up.
On that one.
Yeah, and you know, my homeboy Pastor Troy was on the talk show, too. He was on a court show, though.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he was on Shine.
Yeah, he was on the court show. It was hilarious.
Okay.
He's on there with his belt on and everything. I'm trying what you know.
Man, Jerry Springer had an episode with Corey Holcomb and D-Ray.
Oh, no, he did.
Yeah, on Jerry Springer.
Oh, I got to look that
you
up.
You got to look that up.
I know that.
Hold
funny.
On. One of them posts. I'm going to look it up for you. One of them posts.
How do we tap in on this conversation?
At Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
No Limit Larry.
Oh. Get the latest news and celebrity gossip.
Yeah, yeah.
And find out. Because you got you on loop. Everybody knows she working and she grinding. Working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out working and she grinding. Working and she grinding. Working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out working and she grinding.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. High today is going to be right near 50 in the Queen City, already at about 44 degrees on your way out the house. Rain throughout the morning and then make it away for some sunshine later on this afternoon. I talked to the ladies today, Working Woman Wednesday. Ladies, we know the holidays are upon us, and a lot of times, us guys, we don't quite simply know what to get y'all for the holidays. I might be thinking about I want to get you one thing, but you might be like, mm-mm. So, Miss Jessica, the girl next door, what the hell y'all want for the holidays? What do y'all want? What do y'all want? Because we don't know.
What do I want this holiday season? I would like jewelry, but not, you know, first thing the folks go to is she wants a ring. No, I don't want the ring. I don't want the ring. I would just like some nice jewelry. What I do not want is another pair of Jordans. Don't give me another pair of Jordans.
But them breads come out on the 14th,
I don't want
though.
Another pair of Jordans.
But them breads come out
because
on the 14th, though.
I don't want that.
But them breads come out on the 14th, though. They're black
them back
and
if
red.
You get them?
No, of course I'm not going to take them back if I get them. I like them. That's just not what I want.
Okay.
I would much rather prefer.
Are you a clue dropper, or do you come out and say what you want?
Oh, no. You don't. Let me tell you how easy I make it for my man. I go to all of the stores.
Oh, my God.
I go to all of the stores. This is great. And he is very appreciative of this. I go to all of the stores. I get the items. I put all of the items on hold underneath his name. And then I send him a list all those items are. And then you can then pick and choose which ones you want to go get. So it's sort of, you know, like I'll send him like 15 different stores where I've got all these items on hold underneath your name. You pick from that list which ones you want to go buy from me. That way I know that, and I would love it if he did the same thing for me.
I would appreciate that.
I would absolutely love if he did that for me. But I make it very easy for him.
I don't like that.
Go. Why don't you like that?
Because I think it takes, I mean, it may not, but for me, it takes away the element of surprise. Let me get you what
I'm completely surprised. I am, because I don't know which ones you've picked.
But you already know you put stuff on hold. I want you to be completely, like, you don't even know what I'm going to bring in here.
Nah. I don't want to think about your gift.
But you know, Bert, you're not thoughtful, though.
I'm thoughtful, but I don't want to have to be like, oh, well, I wonder what she wants.
Yeah, that's
nah, tell me what you want.
I think that's the whole part of the season. Like, you know, I think that goes into the season. Like, I got to figure out what this person wants.
See, Burpee and I were actually having a conversation about this. My thought process is, right, I work very, very hard for my money all year. Very, very hard for my money, right? And I could think that you want this. I would much rather prefer to get you what I know that you want. Mm-hmm. Because I work so hard for my money, so I could think that you want something, and you're like, oh, yeah, I like it. Mm-hmm. And you might occasionally use it or whatever. But if I get you what I know you really, really want,
I
know that my hard-earned money has gone to good use, and it really works.
Two things. Ladies, call us up and let us know what you want for the holidays. But, you know, my man might think, or my significant other, or somebody might think I want blank, but I really want blank. All right, call us up, 570-WPEG. And Burp is still mad about that damn cake.
He is.
He's still mad about that cake and the barber clips.
Because get me what I tell you I want.
Get up, ladies.
Tell them I woke up like this.
Today is for the ladies.
I woke up like this.
It's Working Women Wednesday. Ladies.
I woke up like this.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98.
Charlotte's Plug for New. Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. 6:53, 7 minutes away from 7 o'clock. And you know, ladies, we're talking to y'all about what y'all want for the holidays. You know, take the guessing game out. Tell us what you really want, what's really on your mind. My man think I want blank, but I really want blank. And Ms. Jessica, you said you want some jewelry.
I would like some jewelry. What I do not want is, I don't want another pair of Jordans.
But you like Jordans, though.
I do, but I don't want that for Christmas. I'm good.
But so what type of jewelry would you want?
I like some nice earrings, maybe a nice necklace or a bracelet. I mean, a bracelet or something like that. A nice, yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
You wear Alex and Ani bracelets?
I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So a nice Alex and Ani bracelet.
Yeah.
So if me and Burpee got you that, you would like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Yeah, that ain't expensive at all, Burp. We can afford that.
Oh, are we getting Jessica a gift?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think we should get Jessica a gift for the holiday.
I think we should do a gift exchange here in the Madhouse.
Well, I want some Jordans, though.
Yeah, well. You know who you need to holler at? The guy. He liked to buy Jordans.
Ladies, we're talking to y'all today about my man think I want blank, but I really want blank. Good morning.
My significant other might think that I want some jewelry or something, but I really want my bills paid.
Whoa. See what I'm saying? I want my bills paid.
But what's wrong with that, right? So if you were going to take that money and buy a piece of jewelry or something like that, why not take the money and put it into the bill if that's what she's telling you that she wants? Why is that so hard?
Because the bill going to come around again next month.
Because we hear that all year round. We hear that year round.
For Christmas this year,
mm-hmm.
I would like, instead of you right, putting the money into this, go pay this bill.
Until you pay a bill and don't come in there with a gift, and then it's like, oh, well, you can't pay my bill, and give me a gift.
Hold on now. You're being difficult.
Y'all difficult anyway.
You're being difficult. This is very easy. Y'all making that one difficult because y'all like, it's a bill.
But that's because
she's being very
honest. Now, if they live together, okay, understandable. But if you don't.
Why?
But no.
Why?
No.
Even if you don't, like, that's, like, I don't get it. If that's what she's telling you that she wants,
I understand
just
that.
Do it.
I just don't think that's going to be her, like Burpee said in the beginning, I don't think that's going to be her end-all, be-all gift. Like, I paid a bill, and you're going to accept that as a gift?
Because you know what's going to happen?
There are some people that are working towards goals, right?
Right, I understand that.
And so it's sort of like, if you can help me take this off of my plate, if you can help me pay this bill, then I can use that money to sort of offset this bill. People are working towards becoming debt free and all of those,
or paying off
major debts, and that might help them accomplish that goal. So you're almost giving them two gifts.
Because when she get back to work, her friends will be like, girl, I got this for Christmas. I got that. What you
Who
get?
Who are y'all dating?
What you get for Christmas?
He paid my bill.
Electricity.
Get up, ladies. Tell them I woke up like this.
Today is for the ladies.
I woke up like this.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop.
Afro B, man. Joanna, Power 98. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. And, yep, it's that time of the morning where we let you shine. Hey, your homegirl leveling up at work. Your homeboy got that new job. Your kid's doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to who?
Your daddy!
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Oh, yeah.
Get your shine on. Get your shine on.
Miss Jessica, I got two shines. I want to thank God for my grandson, Jace Blackman, coming home from the Children's Levine Center on Sunday. And another shine to my daughter, Faith Moore, at North Mick High School. She got honored for the Charlotte Post Top Senior Award. She got selected because of her good grades at North Mecklenburg. She get an honorary certificate. She might get offered a scholarship. If she's selected, she might be getting a scholarship and funds It's for the Afro-American top seniors. And the Charlotte Post is recognizing her this year, 2020. Northwestern High School.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine?
Good morning. I'm letting my wife shine this morning.
What's your wife's name?
My wife's name, Lorraine Thompson. Shine, baby, shine.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Power 98, good morning. Who's trying to let shine?
Good morning. I want to let my daughter, Taraji Parker, shine.
And why is that?
Oh, because she's doing all A's in school. And, you know, getting better out there on that basketball court. So we're going to let her shine.
Shine on me. 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 Shine on me.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine, shine, shine?
Good morning. I'm letting myself shine, shine, shine. Because I got up at 5 o'clock this morning and brought my Aunt Carrie to the doctor. Like, bam.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Shine this morning. First off, want to give a big, big shine out to my legacy prep basketball team. Shout out to Trevor. Shout out to Carlin. Shout out to KS and the whole squad. My man Jalen. Got a little guard named Jalen, man. He had a good game yesterday. So shout out to y'all, man. Y'all putting in work. Keep putting the work in. And we're going to get better out there on the court. We got tough games coming up this week. But they've been grinding, man. So I got to let them shine. Y'all shine this morning. Legacy prep.
Shine on me. 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 Shine on me.
And Burp, I got a special Burp and Jessica and Shark. I got a special birthday shout out today.
Really?
Yeah.
For who?
My daddy! Shout out to my daddy. His birthday today.
Larry won birthday today.
Larry won birthday is today. Shout out to my daddy. I don't even know how old he turned, but I know the day of his birthday.
Happy birthday, Larry won.
That's all right, Larry.
AKA won. Bubba.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
What'd you say?
All right.
Okay, Bubba.
Yes.
Who call him Bubba? You call him Bubba?
I call him, when I did call him, I called him Daddy.
Who call him Bubba?
You don't know him. You call him Larry.
you don't need to know that's his real nigga. Just made that up real
nah,
quick.
That's my daddy name.
Wait, who calls him Bubba?
Let's talk about his daddy.
his wife. His wife, my stepmom.
Oh, his stepwife. And his stepwife gave him that
name. Stepwife is.
I mean, his
my stepmom.
Your stepmother. His wife gave him that nickname.
No, she didn't give him the name. That's just his family nickname.
Oh, so his family members call him Bubba.
Yeah.
Okay.
So on his side of the family, when did you find out about his nickname?
When I met him.
Everyone here at Brownlee Jewelers wishes you a happy holiday. For three generations.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap. No cap.
It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door, and your nosy neighbor news is on its way. Woo, child, we are in here. Okay. I'm sorry, Madhouse Nation. We are in here talking about messed up family members. And I know, but we can't just get on the air and be laughing and then they're sitting in the car going, what are they laughing at?
But listen.
You can imagine what goes on in your family.
How wonderful the holidays will be.
Everybody has things that go on in their family. And we're just in here sharing things that go on in our family. And it just threw me for a loop. All right. Lauren London, you know, she just dropped her collaboration with Puma. Got details about that. 50 Cent has joined in on this Nick Cannon and Eminem beef. Bill Cosby, some bad news for him. And Cardi B made headlines at the courthouse yesterday. Why?
She showed up with that same dress Lizzo had on at the Lakers game. And she was going to twerk for the judge, but he was going to hold it in contempt. So she came back out and said,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
She said she don't speak English.
She said, how did she say it, Bert?
I don't speak English.
All right. Find out coming up next in your nosy neighbor.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Tell that.
Here's music from the baby. It's called Bop here on Charlotte's Club, Power 98.
You know everybody will.
What's going on, nosy nosy neighbors. Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your nosy neighbor news for Wednesday, December 11th. Being brought to you by the Wacky Tacky Sweater Contest. Do you have the world's ugliest holiday sweater? Well, register at power98fm.com for your chance to show it off at Carowinds Winterfest. It's going down December 20th, and you're going to have a chance to win a 2020 gold pass. Visit power98fm.com for all of those details. Lauren London just unveiled her latest collaboration with Puma in honor of Nipsey Hussle. Before Nipsey passed away, he announced his Puma collab. And to continue his work, Lauren launched her line called Forever Strong. There's already a touching tribute to Nipsey starring London to launch the line. No word on a release date just yet, but if you want to see that video of the whole tribute, I have it up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. 50 Cent has joined in on the Eminem Nick Cannon beef after posting a picture of Eminem on his Instagram page. 50 said, Nick's diss track. It's a diss track.
What happened, Jessica? Y'all so childish. Y'all are so childish. We jumped on the diss track to say, why would you want to be with Eminem, Nick? Who really? Who wants these problems?
I can't do it because Larry's sitting across from me. Okay. All right.
Next story. Cardi B. Go to Cardi B.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a good Cardi B. If you want to read that story, go to my Instagram story. Hey, Miss Jessica. All right.
Definitely want to see it now. What
was that, man? I can't breathe. Okay. Cardi B showed up to a Cardi B showed up to a New York courthouse looking fabulous. The rapper was wearing a large coat full of feathers and a long train behind her. She appeared to be in good spirits, even though she is facing multiple criminal charges in her strip club beatdown case. The hearing was very short and uneventful. Her next court case is going to be set for January. I also have a picture of her up on my Instagram story. All right. Bill Cosby has failed in his latest bid to overturn his 2018 sexual assault conviction. Cosby's attorneys argue that five of the accusers shouldn't have been allowed to testify during the trial, but the Superior Court ruled that the woman's testimony helped establish a pattern of Cosby's drugging and assaulting his victims. The 82-year-old is currently...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Behind bars serving a 3 to 10 year sentence. He is expected to appeal his case again in the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Do you want me to try it again? Okay. Happy birthday to Monique, Mos Def, and DJ Yella. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your nosy neighbor news.
The neighborhood. Power 98. All right, Jessica told you on the Nose and Neighbor News about Lauren London. What did she say about Lauren London? 570-WPEG, first caller through. We got a prize for you, Power 98.
Take Power 98.
Yeah.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. Miss Jessica told you on the Nose of Neighbor News about Lauren London. Well, what does she say about Lauren London? 570 WPEG. While you down, it's that Nipsey Hussle right at Ridge, direct in the middle. It's Pot Out of Eight.
That is making you a winner.
Power 98.
All right, thank you. No, Living Larry the Morning Madhouse. And of course, you got to hit it. Hashtag MHQOTD, the Madhouse question of the day, which is what today, Miss Jessica?
We want to know what TV talk show would you bring back? Steve Harvey's television talk show is making a comeback, but it's making a comeback in the digital form. It's going to be on Facebook Watch. So we want to know, what talk show would you bring back out of all of them?
I said Montel Williams and Arsenio Hall.
The Magic Hour, baby. Magic Johnson.
I said Ricky Lake and Oprah. Ricky Lake and Oprah. Give me a little bit of Ratchet and a little bit of Inspiration.
That's what's up.
Which one is Ratchet? Which one is Inspiration?
You know which one is.
It depends.
Oprah had no Ratchet guess.
Oprah
never had no Ratchet.
Web out. Web out.
Okay, you're right.
Web out, Bert.
You're right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Damn, that's crazy when the white woman the Ratchet one.
How do we tap in? I'm not even going to deal with them.
What is wrong today?
That's crazy.
At Hey Miss Jessica on Instagram, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
All right, now it's time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. You know what it is. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind.
All right, today's Larry Mad is being brought to you by Shine Time. You already know what's going down this Friday night. Myself, DJ Butterfingers, we all the way up in it. $2 Fridays at the White House. White House, 4809 Wilson Boulevard. We broadcast live from 10 to midnight. Power98FM.com for more details. Today, hashtag Larry Mad. And I am mad. Oh, I forgot the lady name. I forgot her name just that fast. But I am mad at her. She's an actress, and I think her name is Jane. I forgot her last name. But I was reading this story, and what in the Inspect the Gadget type of way is she got going on? Jane discovered that her boyfriend was cheating off of his Fitbit. She used his Fitbit to discover that her man was cheating. And here's his Fitbit, Burpee. His Fitbit.
That's crazy.
What in the type of Inspect the Gadget this woman is this?
So the story isn't, like, it is, when you hear, like, that headline, that's not crazy. That can be done. However, Larry has shared with me how she did it.
Okay, because you was telling me, because I got an Apple Watch, so I kind of get how, I never had a Fitbit, but I got an Apple Watch, so I kind of know how it works. You was telling me that on the Fitbit, you can get text messages.
Yeah,
and
you
stuff.
Can get, it's sort of.
Like the Apple Watch?
It's sort of like an Apple Watch. So you can get text messages. There are ways to catch your significant other doing that. But that's not what happened.
That ain't what happened.
Oh, I got to hear this.
This is why I'm mad. I'm mad for two reasons. First off, I'm mad that she discovered the way he was cheating because she said that when he got the Fitbit, she got him one, he got her one, and they synced their data together, right?
Stupid.
So you
one.
Sync the data together. She discovered that on certain mornings that his heart rate was above normal.
That's it.
So you in here doing analytical data on my heart rate, and you done discovered that I'm cheating because you done think you a damn analytical scientist? Who are you, ma'am? That is one reason I'm mad, but I'm also mad at the man. You don't take your Fitbit off when you go do-to-do? You ain't snatch it off?
That's what I was about to ask.
No.
So
you ain't take your Fitbit off? Because you don't think about those types
of
things.
I'm getting bucking
naked. There's clearly no more blood left in his brain.
You don't think that you... It's like a watch. So do you think you don't take your watch off?
You don't take your watch off?
No, Larry, we don't take our socks off when we do it. Why the hell are we going to take off a watch?
You don't take your jewelry off?
No.
Your chains, your watch and all that?
No.
Now,
you out there busting up with your Apple Watch on?
Now, you got to be smart.
First of all, I don't like the way you pose that question. Don't you ever in your life ever answer. Hold on, Burpee. Let me handle something real quick. Okay? Don't you ever in your life ask me no damn question like that again. No Limit Larry.
Okay, Jessica.
You phrase the question
okay,
right.
Okay, Jessica. Are you out here doing the do with your Apple Watch on?
Yes.
With an Apple Watch on?
Yes.
See what I'm saying? Fellas, here you go. Take off all jewelry, especially Fitbit.
It's for your heart.
And Apple Watches.
No. Like, you, I mean, if so, so
ooh, ooh, I got a question. Ooh, ask me.
Go ahead, Burpee.
Call me. Ooh,
go
ooh.
Ahead, Burpee. Go ahead.
You know how the Fitbit count your steps and stuff?
Yes.
You want to know if it counts your pumps?
Do it. Count the pumps. So you get 50.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new.
You already know December 23rd, we going 8, baby. We're going to be all the way up in it. Bojangles Coliseum, the baby is coming home December 23rd. You ain't got your ticket, you can get it at any Ticketmaster location or at power98fm.com. Speaking of going 8, incognito went 8 in the mix. It's time to get Burpee Stops.
Larry, cut that music off. And cut my music on. Today is Worship Wednesday, and the word is being brought to you by me, Pastor Real, Wysock.
Because he keep it 100.
Because he keep it 100. And today's word, Larry, Jessica, Sharp, is hold on.
Hold on.
Somebody say hold on.
Hold on.
Sometimes you want to let go, but you can't. You don't need to. You might be tempted to get something you don't need to get, but you got to. You got to hold on to. You got to hold on like you're in an elevator, full of people, and your stomach starts up blah 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 blah. Do you know what that is, Larry? What? It's rumbling. Your stomach is about to let go of something that you know you don't need to let go of. So you got to do what?
Blah blah blah. Huh?
You got to hold on. Stay up with the word, Larry. You got to hold on. Shock, I feel like it's a word coming from your soul right now.
You talking to me, baby. You talking to me.
That's when you say, preach, preacher.
Sometimes you got to hold on. Don't let go. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. You got, you might be trying to let go of your pride, trying to let go of your self-esteem, but you've got to hold on like Stephen A. Smith is holding on to that hairline. Hold on! You got to hold on! Woo! Talking to somebody. I feel it, Larry, but I'm not going to go too deep because somebody is feeling this word and they need to hear this word. Somebody say hold.
Hold
on.
On.
Hold.
Hold.
On. Two times. Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on.
That's Brother Banks is in the congregation today. Thank you for attending church today, Brother Banks. I know sometimes you want to let go, but you can't let go. See, sometimes you got to hold on. I got to place hands on it. You got to hold on like it's the last $20 you got until the 15th of the month. You got to wait for that check to come on through. Somebody say come through.
Come through.
The doors of the church are now.
And those for Burpee Stops. Think about it.
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folk got hit his no cap. No cap.
Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. I'm sorry, I was getting my headphones out. All right, y'all. 7 more women have come forward to accuse Cuba Gooding Jr. of sexual misconduct. That brings the total to 22 women. One woman claims that the actor groped her and forcibly kissed her during the 2009 Sundance Film Festival. She said that she had to bite his cheek in order to escape his grip. Now, Cuba is facing 3 misdemeanor counts of forcible touching and 3 misdemeanor counts of sexual abuse. These women are coming out of the woodwork, fam. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quick.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
All right, We Family Wednesday. This thing has went viral out of Kannapolis, out of our own backyard. Tell them how it went down, Ms. Jessica.
All right, we actually got this story yesterday from one of our listeners. Thank you so much for sending it over to us. And then I had an actual conversation with the mother. There's a school system. The Kannapolis City School System is apologizing to a parent and a child after a homework assignment was given, and they say that it was inappropriate. Now, this was a social studies homework assignment, and the social studies teacher was doing a lesson on the 3/5 compromise. if you all are familiar with that. Here are some of the questions that were on this assignment. Now, this isn't the full assignment.
Right.
I've not been able to get my hands on the full assignment. I asked the parent for the full assignment. She said that she did not have it. These are questions 6 through 10. One question reads, how many slaves would be needed to equal at least 4 white people? Another question says, how many slaves would you have if you equaled 1 4/5 white? How many slaves would you need to equal 2 white people in counting the population? That's just a couple of these questions that were on this assignment. Mm-hmm. Now, this isn't a math assignment. This was not in math class. This was in social studies class.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher was teaching the 3/5 compromise.
Right.
So we want to know, what do you all think about this? And as a matter of fact, I'm going to post a picture of this on my Instagram page. At Hey Miss Jessica, so that you can see the assignment and you can see the rest of the questions.
And, you know, I think, you know, what I've seen this morning and yesterday, a lot of people were upset. They've been tagging us in this since yesterday. They were upset about the assignment. But what I don't think is that a lot of people actually understand what the 3/5 compromise is. So what I would encourage you to do is to actually look up what it is before you formulate an opinion. Because everybody's telling me, like, they're like, Larry, you need to be mad at this. Actually, I'm not mad at this because I understand where they were going with the assignment. 1, 2, this is written in your constitution. It's still written. We have made amendments to a lot of things. I don't even think they have amended this. So this right here opens the door for conversation to make sure if it hasn't been amended, that we do get it amended, because this is still today. This is what they still use to count your House of Representatives if it hasn't been amended.
Mm-hmm.
So that and the other part of it, the other part that I'm not mad at, it is actually, it's true. Like, it's not coming from a false place. You know what I mean? This is coming from a true place. So, and I think with this generation, you have to put things out there that really get them to visualize how we were treated back then.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what this assignment was doing was helping them to visualize how you were really treated as an African-American person. So that's why I'm not mad at it. Now, I think for a lot of parents, and I think for a lot of people, especially older people, they don't even like to mention or talk about slavery in the classroom. But this is how it really went down. So that's why I'm not mad at it.
So we got this story yesterday, and we had a huge conversation about it here in the Madhouse. Some of us were like, I don't see the problem with it. Some of us were like, oh, no, this is definitely a problem. And I actually called a couple of people, because I wanted to see the other side of this before I formed an opinion on it. And even still hearing that side, I'm like you, Larry. I'm not 100% sold on this being a bad assignment. I will say this. The incorporation of math into this is a little tough because these are math problems. Mm-hmm. So me being a bad math student, like, I'm looking at these, I'm like, I couldn't answer these because I'm not good at math,
right?
You know, but that doesn't mean that I don't understand the concept of the 3/5 compromise.
Right.
So you mm-hmm. miss it there. You miss that connection. But I do think that this is an innovative way to teach something that is very relevant, that happened in our past, in our history, and is still taking place today. This is relevant. There are some people that look at black people as less than.
Mm-hmm.
It's still happening
today. Absolutely.
I think that if you are going to do something this innovative and this creative, you have to make sure that you have the right conversation to go along with this assignment. This cannot just be a, let me teach you the textbook way of teaching the 3/5 compromise, and then here's the assignment. No, 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 no. This one is touchy.
Yeah.
And you got to make sure that you have the right conversation to go along with this assignment.
And you know what I think people had a problem with was because the way the assignment was written, is it was saying that, you know, if I got 3/5 and then how many white people do this equal? I think that's what a lot of people had. But this is actually how this is factual information. How can you be mad at the facts? That's yeah. what I'm, that's why I'm, that's why. I mean, some y'all can tell me different, but you know, 570-WPEG, we got comedian Desi Banks in the building. He's going to be joining the conversation when we come back. It's Power 98.
News and celebrity gossip.
Yeah, yeah.
And find out more about the artists we play on the way.
This is Lil Uzi Vert.
Zonair, we in the building.
It's all available at power98fm.com.
Hey, yo.
The struggle is real. Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't make it myself. I call my family to give me some help. The struggle is real. Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't make it myself. I call my family to give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
All right, Pod 98WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. We Family Wednesday talking about this history assignment that was received is now has went viral straight up out of Kannapolis, right out of our own backyard. Joining our conversation, he's going to be live at the Comedy Zone.
Mm-hmm.
Big Dog, Desi Banks. What's up, Big
Dog?
What's going on? It's your boy, Desi Big Man Chicken in Power 98 WPEG FM, man. I always wanted to do that.
Okay.
For real?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That was pretty good, though.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good.
Man,
if this was the 70s, that was really, really good.
What's going on, man? How you feeling this morning, man?
I'm
feeling great, man. How y'all doing?
You've been hearing our conversation. We talked a little bit about it off the air. What's your opinion on it?
Well, I feel like everybody is equal, I guess, with the kids. I guess I feel like he was just really just straightforward with them trying to, like, understand and just spend it in a way that they can't understand. I don't think people will probably, like, know, like, the big slang or the big words of, like, the whole, you know, compromising and what it's really about when it comes to, like, taxes and all that.
Yeah.
So,
would you be outraged if your child came home with that assignment?
I would probably look at it like, what is this? Like, what is this new stuff? You know what I'm saying? So it probably would take me a little way.
Yeah.
But I probably would go speak to a teacher and say, hey, you know, was it accepted by the school system or something like that? You know?
Yeah. You live at the Comedy Zone tonight, tomorrow
night. Yes, sir.
How many days you got?
I got two tonight, and I'll be two shows tomorrow in South Carolina. And I got my dog, Jack Walt, with me.
What up, Jack Walt? What's up, big dog?
The man called me Jack Walker. that's my nickname, Jack Walker. Alton Walker in the building, man. Alton Walker
up,
show.
Man?
Yes, sir.
How you feeling this morning?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling live, man. I'm feeling up and hungry.
So let me ask you, because you was talking about it with us off the air too as well, about this assignment.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your feelings on it?
You see, the white man.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Want us to collectivize and divinize.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
And whatever he said.
Yes.
I agree with.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he had to say. He didn't have to say nothing else. But the white man. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, preach. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Like, hear me cut this off.
He only said the white man. That's all he said.
Yeah, that's it.
He said nothing else.
He said nothing else.
Hallelujah.
I don't know who that is, but he's so right.
He's speaking the truth.
Girl, we going to the show tonight.
Yeah, do you like coming to Charlotte, man?
Oh, yeah, I love Charlotte. Charlotte. I was telling my man, it's this food truck y'all got. Every time I come here, they sell like this lamb, chicken, and rice.
Lamb,
chicken, and rice bowl, man. And man,
that truck on Trade Drive. You know what I'm talking about? On the corner.
It be hot good every time.
And
I taste it right now.
Cause the white man. Said that you need to eat that.
You preach, Desi. Preach.
Come on, somebody. I didn't think I was gonna preach today, but you know when the Lord get involved. You can't hold back.
Desi back live at the club.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
Proud 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. We Family Wednesday talking about this assignment. What was the assignment, Ms. Jessica?
We were talking about this assignment that was assigned to a class of eighth graders right here in Kannapolis, and it was a social studies assignment. The teacher was teaching the 3/5 compromise. On this assignment, there were 5 questions, and they were math problems. Things like, how many slaves would you have if you equaled 1/4, 1 4/5 white? How many slaves would you need to equal 2 white people and counting the population? Things like that. If you want to see the full assignment, I have it up on my Instagram page at Hey Miss Jessica.
All right, here's what y'all had to say about it this morning inside the Madhouse. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You got a comment?
I think just people are hypersensitive nowadays. Like, I don't see a problem with it. It's a part of the history. It's just explaining what it is, what it was, and that's it. Like, I wouldn't have a problem with it if it taught my child that, you know, that situation.
People all over the internet got a problem. What's your thought on it? Good morning.
Hi, my name is Nicole. I am not mad about this,
but I do believe the math part was unnecessary. You can explain what this compromise meant without giving the math problem.
Let me ask you this. What was wrong with the math part to you?
Right, because it's not necessary in explaining what that compromise meant to our people during that time. And it should not still be in place because the abolishment of slavery meant that we would no longer count it that way. Mm. So
you would think so. Yeah, we hope that that's what happened, but it
didn't. I think we're good to go.
Okay.
I think we're good to go with that. Just take the math part out and explain the compromise and be done.
All right, Power 98, good morning.
I do not think it's a problem. What black families should understand is that we are still living in slavery. If you do not teach your kids about history, what you going to do when they are called the N-word that's happening in Charlotte, North Carolina?
All right, well, it went viral from right here in the Carolinas, this history assignment, or is it social studies assignment?
It was... social studies.
Social studies
history sort of interchangeable.
Yeah. Social
it was
studies
not
assignment.
A math assignment.
Right.
Though. This was not a math assignment. And this was a group of eighth graders. I don't want people to go, are they doing this in elementary school? Or this was
middle
a group
school.
Of eighth graders. This was an eighth grade class assignment.
Well, a lot of people got to formulate their opinion. If you didn't get your opinion, then you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Hey, let's get some away.
Here's today's hip-hop holiday song of the day. Snoop Dogg, Santa Claus Coming.
Nolan Belair, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. The next caller I hit is the correct caller. They are caller number 9. Ooh, is all I can say. Good morning!
Hello?
Hello?
Am I the right caller?
Who is this?
This is Sherry.
What up, Sherry? You caller number 9! Win! All right, Sherry. You heard the hip-hop holiday song of the morning?
I did.
All right, so you win the gift that's under the tree, baby.
Can I open it?
You want to open it?
Let me open it.
I'm going to give it to Jessica so she can open it. Here you go, Jess.
Okay.
Oh.
Ooh. Larry, tell her what it is.
If she don't scream when she get this gift.
Tell her what it is,
it looks
Larry.
So good. You know what you got, baby?
What's up?
You got that brand new PlayStation 4.
Woo!
Tell us what it is. Courtesy of Capitol Records and Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Tell them what that is, baby.
Power 98.
What you doing, girl, with all that?
Ooh, no, no. Power 98.
Nolan Belair, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You know how we get it in inside the Madhouse. Everybody's favorite holiday game show. We about to drop it on y'all right now. It is called. It's called Who's Who? Yeah, that's the name of it. What's the name of it, Jessica?
It's my favorite game show, and you should put it with some Christmas cheer. Do it with Christmas cheer.
I already did.
Do it. No, but you didn't do it right. Do it with Christmas cheer.
I already did.
Please, Larry. Please, can you do it with Christmas cheer?
Who's Who?
It's called Who's Who?
Can you tell me?
Who's Who?
Who's Who?
Who's
ho?
Who's ho? Ho, 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 ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Is that?
I bet you can't tell me who it is that.
Ho, ho, ho.
I bet you can't tell me who it is.
All right, so we're going to drop it, and you got to tell us whose ho it is. So after we drop it, you got to let us know whose it is. And of course, you know how we do it when we play it. If you get it right, we got a prize for you inside the Madhouse. So I'm going to drop it. When you hear it, you got to get it. We're waiting on the hoe got to come in. In the meantime, don't forget to get your tickets to check out the baby. He's going to be in town December the 23rd. He's going to be here live inside the Bojangles Coliseum. He's going to be doing his thing. So if you need your tickets, you can definitely go by any Ticketmaster location, or you can stop by our website, power98fm.com. It's going down December the 23rd. It is the re-up concert. And of course, you know how we do it. We're going to do it big again for the city. All right, I'm about to drop this hoe. And when I play this hoe, you got to tell me whose hoe this is.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's easy. I'm going to play it one more time.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Mmm, mmm.
Okay, one more time. I'm going to play it for you.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
570-WPG. If you know who ho that is.
Every time I get the hit, she get the bread from me.
Can you tell me
who's ho?
Who's hoeing?
I want to know
who's ho?
Who's hoeing?
Who's ho, 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 ho?
Ho, ho, ho.
Is that
I bet you can't tell me who it is that.
Ho, ho, ho.
I bet you can't tell me who it is.
598 WPG, good morning. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Drina.
What up, Drina? You trying to play who's ho?
I am, but I need a hint.
You need a hint. All right, Jessica, I'm going to play it, and then we're going to give you the hint, okay?
Okay.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
All right, here is a hint. He is a comedian that had his very own show on BET. Mm-hmm. Broke a record for having that show on BET.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it ain't him. It ain't God. It ain't God.
Wait a minute. I don't get his own show on BET.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Jamie Foxx?
Jamie Foxx.
No, 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 no. Oh, no.
His own show.
Jamie Foxx is a comedian. Good morning.
Wow. But what was his show?
The Jamie Foxx
is show. Is the Ho, Ho, Ho show next?
Hello?
Hello?
You want to play Who's Ho?
Yes.
And what's your guess?
Tonic. No, 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 no.
Pa98, good morning.
Good morning.
What up?
I want to come. I think I know who ho that is.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Do you want a hint or do you want to guess?
Okay, you can give me a hint and then I'm going to guess.
All right. This comedian had his very own show. It was his show on BET. One season of it.
You don't
know. No, but I still believe it was DJ Shark, dude.
DJ Shark.
No, 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 no.
Shark is not a comedian. Shark is not a comedian. Well,
and Shark is not a celebrity.
570-WPEG, man, if you know who old that is.
Take Power 98. Copping. My bitch got good. Fly her across the country. I finished the show and I've been. I got me.
Can you tell me
who's
home?
Who's home?
Who's
ho?
Who's ho? Ho, 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 ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Is that
ho? I bet you can't tell me who it is that.
Ho, ho, ho.
I bet you can't tell me who it is.
Pa98, good morning.
What's up, baby? This your girl, Nicole.
What up, Nicole?
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Who ho that is?
Y'all, yeah, I feel stupid, but is it Tyler Perry?
Tyler.
No.
No, baby. All right, thank you. Pa98, good morning.
I want to go. Oh, that is.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Is it Bruce Bruce?
No, baby. It ain't Bruce Bruce either. Pa98, good morning.
Good morning.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Who ho that is?
That ho belongs to Gary Owens.
That's what it is. You got it.
Girl, you know your house.
We putting you inside of $2 Fridays at the White House. Friday night, myself, DJ Butterfingers, we going all the way up. We got you in there VIP style, courtesy of West Station, baby.
Power 98.
Madhouse question of the day was what, Miss Jessica?
Steve Harvey. He is bringing back his talk show, but it will be digitally. It's going to be seen on Facebook Watch beginning in January. So we were wondering, what television talk show would you want to bring back? Out of all of them, which one do you want to make a comeback? What did you say, Larry?
I said Montel Williams and Arsenio Hall.
Okay. And I said Oprah and Ricky Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Oprah and Ricky Lake. B.T. Kingsley says Arsenio Hall.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of people said Oprah. Someone said, who is this? O'Harris, 2158, said Jenny Jones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jenny Jones is a good show.
Mm-hmm, Jenny Jones. I got a couple of Phil Donahue's.
Phil Donahue was a good show.
But there was one show that people are making mention of, and I can't put a face to the name. I somewhat remember it, and that's Richard Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I somewhat remember that show, But I can't put a face to that name.
Yeah, I
got a couple of people that said that they would bring back Richard back. Let me look it up and see if Richard.
All right, what's popping on the voicemail? What y'all talking about? 704-227-8780. They was chiming in. They wanted to chime in on the conversation.
Good morning, Madhouse. If I could bring back any talk show, I think it would be Ricky Lake. I used to love that one.
I think that they should bring back the Queen Latifah show. This is Bridget Johnson.
Queen Latifah, I forgot about that.
Queen Latifah show.
She had a good show.
She actually had a student from Johnson C. Smith on her show.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
She had a good show.
Yeah.
All right, you got to tap in every morning to the Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD and go ahead and listen in every morning at 6:05. We'll play your responses back in the 9 o'clock hour.
It's No Limit Larry in the morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.